In this next video, Todd walks through how to present a planning horizon to a prospect. We've talked about it conceptually, but to really dial this in, you want to watch this video to see how it's presented.
Hey, Lynn and John, great to see you both. I appreciate that we get to be able to spend some time together today to talk about some of the things that are going on for you and see if we might be able to help you. You know, as we talked about last time we got together to set up this appointment, you know, we had talked about the fact that our firm really specializes in helping families and business owners like yourselves really retire on their own terms. And I know that that was one of the things that was really important to you when we connected that time. And that's really the foundation of what we're here to talk about together today. You know, in order for us to work through that conversation, you know, we have a plan. We have a meeting plan for that so that we can have a really good, thoughtful conversation. We don't want to waste your time. We want to make sure it's thoughtful and on point and that you leave here today, you know, feeling better than you did before you walked in here. And that's really the primary goal here. So the kind of the meeting plan that we use is, you know, we want to learn about you. And that's kind of the starting point. So we want to, you know, understand what's going on in your life today. What are some of the things that are important to you? What are some of the things that you all are talking about? You know, who are some of the relationships that you have today that are advising you and guiding you around some of these things that are important related to retirement? So we want to start off by talking about you and learning about you. The second part of this is, you know, I want to take a few minutes to talk about me. You know a little bit about me and my business and things, but I want to expand on that a little bit, talk to you a little bit more about how we work, talk about our team and some of the things that we're doing to really, really help our clients. The final part of our time here together today is that about decisions. The fact is we have some decisions to make. If our conversation goes good today and you're feeling really good about it and I'm feeling good about it, we feel like it's, you know, ultimately a right fit, then we have some decisions to make about how do we go forward together, you know, what are the ways in which we might be able to work together and what does that look like? So that's really the framework for our time here together today. How does that sound to you? Does that make sense? All right, fantastic. So one of the ways, you know, I'd like to help us kind of get into that conversation, really kind of make some sense for you and, you know, kind of how do we begin is, you know, I'd like to share a concept with you that I think will help provide kind of the context for why it's so important for you to, you know, kind of to begin with the talking and the sharing. Is it okay if I share that with you for a little bit here? All right, fantastic. I'm going to go over here to the whiteboard and, you know, just kind of paint a picture for you. I'm a visual guy and I like to be able to, you know, kind of see things. So hopefully the picture and our discussion here will be helpful for you. So I'm going to draw a line here just across the middle of the board. And this represents something that we call the planning horizon. Planning horizon is something that is really, really key to the work that we do and ultimately how we help our clients achieve the things that are important and they're trying to achieve. The reason why it's so effective and why it's so important is that what it does is it separates two very distinct and different areas as it relates to the decisions that you have to make and your overall finances. And so we're going to talk about each of these areas as what we call above and below the planning horizon, okay? So areas that are above and below. So when we talk about areas that are below the planning horizon, you know, this is where we want to start to begin to get an understanding around, you know, things that you're doing today. So, you know, potentially, you know, how you're invested or what you're investing in, you know, how you're insured and protected. You know, what types of things you've done from a planning standpoint, things of that nature. Now, fundamentally in our business, when you're working with financial advisors, people in my world, these are kind of table stakes, right? This is where people are used to going. This is primarily where the majority of conversations happen. This is where advisors like me typically spend all of their time, and they're really trying to get a lay of the land of your current situation. And while we want to spend some time here and we really want to talk about these things, there's a whole other conversation that we really want to embark on with you. But before we do, let me just further kind of explain this below the horizon area. So some of the things that we're talking about, we want to understand down here, relate to what we call how, who, and when. So when we think about the how, the who, and the when, what we're talking about is, what are some of the things, as I mentioned earlier, that you've done to date? How are you invested? How are you protected? What have you done from a planning standpoint? So we need to begin to get a lay of the land and really understand that to get the full picture of what's going on in your lives today. The second thing is, as I mentioned, we want to understand who are the key and important relationships that you're working with today. It's important for us to understand the people that are on your team, the relationships that are close and impactful, so that eventually, if we have the good fortune to work together, it's going to be important for us to understand who the other advisors are. And then the last part of this, the when, is really hitting on, the timelines, the time frames, right? Today, as I said, we specialize in helping families like you retire on your own terms. So we want to get into that conversation. What's the timeline around retirement? What are you thinking about that? So that's kind of the how, the who, and the when. And we talk about it from a standpoint of what are the different strategies you might have going on today, right? What are the different tactics that you've done? And, what are some of the tools and things that you've used and leveraged along the way, maybe through the other advisors? So again, as I said, this is a pretty typical conversation for people in financial services, and probably a conversation that you've had with lots of advisors, over your lifetime and your professional careers. One of the things, again, as I said, that really has made a difference for us, has really set us apart in the work that we do with our clients, however, is the fact that while this is all important, and while we have lots of competency here at our firm in helping our clients design investment plans to meet their retirement goals and make sure they're protected along the way, and really doing that under the auspice of planning, we're great at those things. However, where we start is a very different place, and that's here, up above this planning horizon, what we talked about. And so up above the planning horizon, for us, it's really important that we're understanding a couple of key things here. Foundationally, what matters to you and why it's important. We need to understand this, right? At a foundational level, today we want to begin to start to understand what are some of the things that are important to you. As you think about your family, as you think about your kids, as you think about retirement, right? We want to begin to start to understand that. And the way that we really do that with our clients long-term is where, through an exploration around their vision, the things that they value, and their goals. Okay? Their vision, their values, and the goals. Let's talk about that for a little bit. The vision is, part of what we're going to talk about here today is about retirement. Now, we won't be able to get all into this today, but the thing that we want to begin to start to hear, if we are going to be successful working together moving forward, is, how do you want to see things play out in the future? How do you want things to be? And that's really looking at it from a global vision perspective. The second thing is we need to understand the things that you value along the way. What are the things that are so important to you as a couple, as a family, right, as you think about that vision you have for the future? And then finally, the goals really just fundamentally become the things that help you get closer and closer to that vision. Does that make sense? All right, great. So part of what I want to spend some time talking about here today is, number one, I want to create some context for you to really help you understand why is it important that we begin with this exploration of understanding what's going on in your life. Because, as I said, we're very capable. Me, my team, my business, we're very capable in looking at various strategies, tactics, and tools, and things that you've maybe done, and making some recommendations. But the reality is, before we could start to talk about maybe things you ought to shift, or changing your investment portfolio design, or the way things are invested or held, or whatever that might be, we really need to understand what matters most to you and why. And so today we want to begin by getting a lay of the land of your current situation. Does that make sense? All right, great. So let's, kind of switch gears. Let's talk about that a little bit now that we've kind of got the context for this. help me understand, you're both working and you've both got good jobs, so tell me a little bit about, you know, what's going on for you today. You know, Lynn, you know, you're working full-time, you're in the workforce, and you've got a salary, obviously, for that job, and so what are you getting paid for a salary today? All right, great. So you got a salary of $165,000. Okay. And John, how about yourself? You're working full time as well, salesman, traveling. How about yourself? Where are you? Well, Lynn's actually she's the breadwinner in the business, in the family. All right, great. So don't feel bad about that, right? That we see that actually a lot. Okay. So you're at about $125,000 typically. Annual income. All right, perfect. So, you know, together you guys are about $290,000, okay, in income per year. Fantastic. I mean, that's a great earning for your guys' household, and fantastic. So, talk to me a little bit about, you know, what have you done in the way of investing, putting money away over the years? So, tell me a little bit about that. Any investment accounts? Okay. All right, great. So you got an investment account with about $125,000. Okay. And what about, you know, 401ks, things of that nature in businesses and all that stuff? Okay, great. You both. All right, so you both got 401ks. All right, Lynn's 401k. Okay. Of $225,000. 401k for Lynn and John, about $180,000. All right, fantastic. That's great. 401ks. Any other investments? Any other things? All right, small IRA with another what? $45,000. All right, fantastic. What about you know, from an estate planning standpoint, you've got a couple of daughters. From an estate planning standpoint, what have you done in that realm? Have you wills, trusts? Have you worked with an attorney to create any of that? Yeah, we often see couples a lot of times that are in a situation where you know, they've talked about, they know the importance of doing the will, but they just actually haven't gotten there. So do you have an attorney that you're working with today? Okay, well, that'd be one of the places where we'd be able to help you. We've got some amazing attorneys locally here in the marketplace. So currently, at this point in time, there's no will intact, no will in place. Okay, and what about insurance? Okay, all right, so you both have some insurance through work. John, you've got a small personal policy. All right, so you've got a personal policy, insurance policy, $250,000 term policy. Okay, $250,000. And then you have some group policies through work. Okay, great. So you've both together, you've got another $500,000 in term for work. Okay, so you got about $1,250,000 in term life. Okay. Insurance. What else? What else is going on that I'm missing? Anything else? Any other business interests? Anything else that we need to kind of talk about or know about? So that's pretty much a lay of the land. I mean, this gives us a really good starting point, a really good framework. So, you know, as you start to, you know, think about why we're here today and some of the things that were important to you, you talked about retirement was really key. You know, you've got this goal and this desire to put the kids successfully through college, right? And so that's really, really important, right? So, you know, as you think about that, what have you done to date to start to, you know, put money away for the kids? So no 529 plans, nothing like that in place at this point in time, okay? All right, so, you know, so you've got a goal up here of education for your daughters. But, you know, no, you don't have any, you know, there's no 529 plans, okay? So we'll have to look at that. And so that was one of the big things you brought up. The other thing is talk about a little bit about retirement. and time frames, and how well on track do you feel like you are for that? Okay, so probably going to be working, both of you working for another 15 to 20 years. And as far as what you've done to date and you know, through your investments, through your retirement accounts, how are you feeling as it relates to being prepared for that? You don't know. Yeah. Let me just help you sleep a little easy on that, and the fact that this is a very common conversation. Lots of people that we have the fortune of working with and meeting have done a lot of things over their lifetime. The reality is that they accumulate things over time, all different types of investment accounts and different in vehicles. You know, sometimes we even see people that are doing a lot of job jumping, which you haven't, where they've got investment vehicles with multiple companies. You know, you can get really, really busy around that. But the reality is, even though they've accumulated a lot of stuff, they don't really have the time or haven't taken the time, or they don't really have that advisor relationship that is really causing them to take a step back and really look at the overall big picture here. And so this is a pretty common thing. The good news is you've got a lot to work with. We need to understand your goals, obviously at a much deeper level, right? But we have a lot to work with. So let's switch gears a little bit, and let me kind of talk about me. You've done a great job here sharing about yourself, and I want to talk a little bit about our firm and kind of how we work. So part of what I kind of share with you in the beginning is that, you know, our time here together today is really trying to accomplish, you know, a couple of fundamental things. Number one is, you know, we need to get an understanding of your overall situation. You know, we need to make sure that, you know, we are, you know, a right fit for one another from a standpoint of the fact that, you know, we can actually help you accomplish what it is you're trying to accomplish. And that we're the type of firm that you really want representing you and you want to be working with. So we're really trying to get a lay of the land of that. And in order for us to do that, you know, I'll talk to you a little bit about our process. So as I said, the big thing for us is that we started a different place. When we look at all of these vehicles and all these things, there's probably a lot of value that we could bring to the relationship down here. There's a lot of things we'd want to look at all of this a lot deeper. But the real overarching thing is that before we would make any suggestions, any recommendations on the things you ought to do down here, we really need to spend the time up here getting clear on what is your vision for the future as it relates to the education, as it relates to retirement, right? Again, as I said, what are the values and what are the goals? And we've got a whole defined process for that. One of the things I'd like to know, and just I'm just going to ask you both, and you can kind of respond and answer, is you've got people that are managing money for you today. You've got some relationships you've talked about. You don't have an attorney that you're working with, but you've got some other investment advisors. You've got an accountant you've been working with for a number of years. But as it relates to the advice and the relationship you have with those advisors and the things that you're doing, how on track do you feel that retirement and your kids' education is going to go the way that you want to see it go? Like, how confident do you actually feel about that? Yeah, I mean, I get it, right? It's a scary thing. It's who knows? And part of the reason why you probably don't know, why do you think that is? Part of the reason is the fact that exactly, you're right, is that you haven't had the conversation. Nobody's really explored that, and it's hard to take the time to explore this amongst yourselves and ask yourself those challenging questions. So part of what we would do if we were to work with you is to really help you to explore that out. So, you know, further. So one of the things that we need to determine today, and I want to just check in with you and see where you are, is there's a couple of ways, if we were to work together, that we could potentially move forward. And that's kind of where we are in the conversation is, you know, we've talked about your situation. You know, the fact of the matter is that we've got a process where we work with our clients and we make a real difference because we're starting at this different place and really helping you explore your vision, your values, your goals. We've got a great team here at our firm, really caring team, and we've really done well by our clients for over 20 years now of being in business. And, you know, where I'm feeling we are in the discussion right now is there's two ways we can go. If you felt as though you had some immediate issues that needed to be addressed, right? Some immediate issues that were really rising themselves to the top, that is where we could move into a very specific engagement for us to be able to help you solve those types of issues. On the other hand, if you feel as though there's a number of things that are going on for you and a number of things that you're unclear about, the position would be for us to move into more of a planning-based engagement. And so I just want to check in with you and see where you're feeling like we are right now at this point in our discussion. Do you feel like there's some immediate things that you want to address, or do you feel like you would benefit from really a global overall planning engagement and to really look at things more from a global perspective? Great. You know, I like to check in with you to see where you are in that. And that's really where my head's at too. For me, the next step is it's really planning. We need to get a real understanding of everything that's going on down here for you. We really need to get a look at all the documentation, all the reporting, everything that you have as it relates to that. But more importantly, we really need to move into a conversation to really spend some time exploring with you around your vision, your values, goals, really doing what we like to call discovery and getting connected with, as I said up here, what matters most to you and why. And so the next step for us would be to really move forward in that engagement.